The dollar index slipped back below 100, pressured by softer challenger job cuts data showing a 175% year-on-year surge in layoffs, the worst October reading in more than two decades. While the report pointed to post-pandemic corrections, rising costs, and AI-related restructuring, broader market sentiment has improved following a stronger-than-expected U.S. services ISM reading that lifted equities in the U.S. and Asia. Optimism was further supported by the Supreme Court's tough questioning of President Trump's expansive tariff powers and upbeat commentary on AI from OpenAI's Sarah Friar, even as NVIDIA warned that China could overtake the U.S. in the AI race. In Europe, German industrial production disappointed again in September, reinforcing the weak state of the manufacturing sector despite a rebound in auto output. ECB Vice President Guindos struck a more balanced tone on growth, highlighting improving inflation trends. The market is now reacting to the Bank of England's policy decision, with the central bank voting by a 5-4 majority to keep rates at 4%. However, the possibility for more rate cuts ahead is weighing on the pound. Finally, a series of Fed speakers due later today will provide fresh insights into the U.S. policy outlook. That's all for now.